What's up, Janelle?
Hey, Bronte.
How are you? How's it going?
I am well, a little tired. It is pretty early on the West Coast, but all in all, I'm doing okay. How about you?
Are you tired from all of the traveling you've been doing?
Well, the traveling, some of it has started, but the real travel isn't until next week. So trying to get my rest.
Weren't you just like in Amsterdam or somewhere?
I went to Amsterdam.
Okay, that's not real travel.
It was, but that was weeks ago. It was a couple of days, a couple of weeks ago. But I have some like vacation travel coming up that I'm looking forward to next week. So,
oh, nice. Next week.
Yeah, but it's not going to be very relaxing. So I'm trying to get as much sleep as possible.
Why not? Are you working?
No, it's like, not for work. It's going to be like a lot of just moving, you know, a lot of things
going on. Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, nice. I'm good. I am good.
Okay, good.
Lovely. And I'll take it. You know what I mean? Got back from visiting friends in Atlanta. One of my friends released an album, Your Saintly. Check it out if you haven't. And then another friend of mine they're best friends. He graduated law school. So we were down there celebrating them, like just good vibes all around.
Yeah. Congrats to them both.
Yeah. So we're here with your Black Ads, episode 51. And I'm ready to get rolling. You ready?
I am too. And pardon the dog on my lap. He,
Spody.
Odie's been a little bit needy these days, so he's just gonna have to make
it. He's just a baby. He's just a baby.
Yeah, I can contain him.
It's all good. He might have something to say.
He has a lot to say, trust me.
Yeah. Got it. Let's hop into Above the Fold.
Let's do it. So we've talked a lot about this person, but there is more news. Ja Morant.
Do we jinx? Is it us? Are we doing it?
I don't know. Should we not
talk about him?
Should we not? I don't know. I mean, since the last time we spoke, he was seen flashing another gun on Instagram Live after his stint in whatever facility, his 8-game suspension, his talk with the commissioner. And obviously, you know, he got a bit of a slap on the wrist the first time, not foreseeing that it's going to be a slap on the wrist this time. And we're already seeing the ramifications from the brands he's affiliated with, let alone, you know, what the NBA will probably come down with, unfortunately.
I want to just say, one has to believe that there's something cognitively not there for you to do this so quickly, so soon after what just happened, what you just did, your PR press release, you know, your script that they told you to read. Obviously, you didn't mean any of it. But two, the other part of this is, those people you're hanging around, they're not your friends. They don't have your best interests at heart. There's no way that I would be on live with one of my friends who is an NBA star who just came under fire and put them on live knowing that they had a gun. Whether they had the gun up or not, I wouldn't even open up the app and went on live.
Yeah, they're not his friends.
That's part B.
Yeah, that's
part C.
People that just want to be seen next to him. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to go live because I want you to see that, like, the homie is Ja Morant.
Yeah, those people are not your friends. They're there for clout. And it's clear and evident, especially in this most recent incident. And then part three is, why does he want to be a hood nigga so bad? Like, from the streets? Like, da, 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 da. Why is that his... what he's going after.
We have to insert that meme.
Yes.
I mean, your guess is as good as mine. Like, you know, it reminds me of like how Chris Brown like became a blood after he was a pop star and moved to LA. It's just, and you know,
I
like
forgot
we know
about that.
He ain't all the way there either.
Right, right.
yeah, I'm really scratching my head at this one. You know, it's like, oh, I still have work to do. You know, the PR statement again. I can't remember who said it, but it was like one of those sports analysts that said mm-hmm. something to the effect of like, as this continues to happen, you know, it's not, maybe Ja is that bad friend. Maybe it ain't the friends he's hanging out with. There's a possibility that Ja is the bad friend. You know what I mean?
That could be the case.
It's just sad to see. It's just sad to watch. I'm like, and again, like to your point, so soon after the last one. And he clearly takes feedback because this time the gun was bigger than the last one that he got.
Do you see what I'm
for.
Saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
Listening to the wrong feedback.
And apply it. Right. So where does this leave Nike? Do we know? Have they made an official?
I know they removed
one of the colorways that were supposed to drop off their website, but I don't know if they've officially did anything.
No, I don't think they've officially made any like announcement, but they did remove some SKUs from the website, and some, I think Foot Locker might have removed the shoe from stores or from their website as well. That's all I'm aware of thus far. And then like right before we started recording, I saw where Ja Morant had posted on his stories, just saying that with his family saying, I love you. And then there was a picture of him and like a TNT NBA mic, and it just said, bye. I don't know what that means. I don't think anybody knows
what?
At this
on his
moment.
IG?
Yeah. And then he removed the post with his family and just left up the one saying bye. I think it's up there right now.
So, I see it.
I don't know what that means. But prayers to Ja Morant and that he...
Prayers to... No, seriously, prayers to him. That doesn't discount your actions. But yeah, I think he has to figure out a way to navigate where he is, his status in the league, his status in the world at this point, and how you have to operate with that status. Like, there comes a responsibility with it. I also saw somebody, I don't know, it was a random tweet, somebody had tweeted something to the effect of, politicians can post pictures with guns with them and their families, but an NBA player can't have a gun. And I'm like, okay, that's a valid point you make, but that just means that we need to, there should be some pressure applied to the politicians. Like,
yeah,
that isn't
actually,
the way that it should be.
I don't think it is a valid point because, like, he works for the NBA. We're not talking about what's legal and not legal. Like, I'm sure the gun, for all we know, the gun is legal. Sure. Like, he hasn't gotten into any legal trouble, so I'm going to assume that it is.
Right.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, the rules and regulations in the NBA and from his employer. Like, sure, guns are legal. If I walked up into my office with a gun right now, there will be problems because I don't work for the government. I don't work for a public company.
Absolutely.
You know, I work for a privately owned company with private rules that I have to abide by. So does he. Like, so all these people talking about the legality of it and this, that, and the third. These players have morality clauses. I'm sure guns are in them, which is why he got in trouble last time. He signed on the dotted line, and that's that.
Right. Ballot. Closed.
Period.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else on Ja Morant? I mean, other than thoughts and prayers and...
No, definitely thoughts and prayers. Don't know what that post meant. But if it means, I hope it's more of like, maybe I need to think about stepping away for a minute and not anything that's detrimental or...
Yeah.
So let's just err on the side of caution there. But yeah, thoughts and prayers for real.
Yeah. Well, sticking to basketball, we have quite a few basketball related topics today. Did you see that LeBron has partnered with Taco Bell to
Yes.
Yeah, so to
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, for Taco to basically free Taco Tuesday. So there's one guy who owns the copyright to the work, to the phrase Taco Tuesday. And obviously LeBron, over the past couple of years, he had this whole "it's Taco Tuesday" thing and yelling that on his Instagram and all of that kind of stuff. And then of course Taco Bell. I mean, it's tacos, it's Taco Tuesday. It's a phrase everybody uses, right? Mm-hmm. And so they feel like that should be something that isn't protected under copyright law, and anybody can say it. So they're partnering with LeBron for like a change.org petition to get the rights to use Taco Tuesday kind of, you know, free to anybody to use. What are your thoughts? I mean, the way I look at it, I'm like, dude who owns the rights to the phrase was just, you know, like he was a smart, that was a smart business move. Like, how is it, you know, I can't fault him for seeing that this was going to be a big thing or whatever, and then like buying the rights to the phrase. You just have to pay the man.
That's what I'm saying. You got to cut the check. He was a forerunner, thought leader in thinking like Taco Tuesday is going to be a thing. It's not copyrighted. Let me copyright it. It's the same thing that people do across the diaspora of words and phrases. And you get in. Do you know how many? What was it? It was Kim Kardashian or Beyonce or somebody. They were trademarking names. And it was just like, why are they trademarking this?
Yeah. Well, I think that that's a fairly new trend of like, I think that now a lot of these celebrities are a lot more business savvy. And so the first thing is just like, okay, protect this. You know, so now it's like, I'm going to get my kid's name trademark and trademark it for like baby wear and do this and do that, you know.
But I think the issue here is if that they liberate Taco Tuesday and they take away the rights of it being protected in this way. Mm-hmm. I think then you're fundamentally changing what it means to trademark and copyright these words and phrases. If all it takes is a petition to then get them unprotected.
Exactly.
I mean, I understand both sides. Like, I don't have a strong stance, but I am leaning more to the side of if it's protected, just cut the check. LeBron, you got it. And Taco Bell, you got it.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah, what about both of y'all? How about you, you know, how
buy
much
it is, from him.
Buy, like, buy whatever. It from him and then free it. Yeah.
Yes.
If it means that much to you. No, this, I mean, obviously, let's be real here. This is a marketing ploy, right? Like, everybody uses Taco Tuesday anyway. Even at the end of the spot that they made. So, like, throughout the
whole
spot.
They said Taco Tuesday, right?
Yeah. They're bleeping Tuesday. And at the end, they say Taco Tuesday.
You know what it is! It's Taco!
Why did I get bleeped? Because this is a commercial and there's a trademark on Taco. I mean, how could someone own Taco?
Come on, man.
Everyone should be able to say and celebrate Taco. Taco, Taco.
What are we doing?
Thankfully, someone is doing something about it. No more trademark, no more bleeping. Starting right now.
Taco Tuesday!
Which means that they have the rights to say Taco Tuesday. So this is all a marketing ploy.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. But also, I'm like a little surprised that Taco Bell wasn't the first to get their hands on this to begin with. Like, I don't know when, you know, I have to look at the dates as to like, when was Taco Bell founded versus like when the word was, you know, trademarked or whatever. But something tells me like Taco Bell just kind of missed the boat on that one.
For sure.
So we'll
see. It's another Wyoming based fast food restaurant chain that owns the trademark. It's called Taco John's.
See, John was fast. John was a little faster.
Yep. Well, there's that.
And I'm sure for a lofty sum, they'd give it up. You just got to name the right price.
Yeah. And that's the whole point of doing it.
Yeah.
I'm about to figure out what I can just start trademarking.
Right. You just got, you know.
Future proof.
Right. Next we have Steph Curry's new liquor brand. You're going to have to tell me about this one because I hadn't heard about this until today.
Oh, it's just the announcement. There's nothing really to it except he's releasing his own bourbon brand. But it goes with the gambit of so many other basketball player celebrities. We've known this has been a thing that has been happening from when? The 90s? At least.
Probably, yeah.
Where 90s, I feel like it was more so spokespersons and things like that. Yeah. But we've seen the transition of celebrities owning their own liquor brands. And Steph said, put my name in the hat as well. So he's coming out with a bourbon.
But did this excite you? I'm like, okay, I thought we were over this wave. Like, who's going out and buying a bourbon just because Steph Curry is associated with it? Like, I don't associate him with drinking, period, let alone bourbon. So, like, so? That's what when I read it, I was just like, okay.
Same. I don't really, it's not exciting me. Let's see. I will try it. I'll try it just because it's like, oh, black owned bourbon. If it's
is it
there,
black-owned?
I'm at the liquor store.
He owns?
No, it's not. Okay. It's not.
I didn't think so.
Game Changer Distillery in Boone County. There you go. There you go. Now you're talking. But there's not specific details. Gentleman's Cut brand, it sounds like it's something worth trying. There's notes of honey, fresh vanilla bean, and rich caramel.
Cool. I also
and
don't like
it. Available for around $80.
No, absolutely not. No, not doing it. Also don't love the name. Gentleman's Kentucky Bourbon. Like, I don't think I'm in the target demo anyway.
Is that it's called Gentleman's Cut?
Whatever. Whatever it's called.
Well, there's that. But yeah, he announced it. Get your bag. That's all I can say.
Yeah, get your bag. So did you see yesterday there was a huge announcement in the basketball world? Carmelo Anthony is retiring. And he did it in a very interesting way. He released a video announcing his retirement and talking about his legacy. Mm-hmm. And that's where things got a little interesting.
I remember the days when I had nothing, just a ball on the court and a dream of something more. But basketball was my outlet. My purpose was strong, my communities, the cities I represented with pride, and the fans that supported me along the way. I am forever grateful for those people and places because they made me Carmelo Anthony. But now the time has come for me to say goodbye to the court where I made my name, to the game that gave me purpose and pride. But this bittersweet goodbye to the NBA, I'm excited about what the future holds for me. When people ask what I believe my legacy is, it's not my feats on the court that come to mind, nor the awards or praise, because my story has always been more than basketball. My legacy, my son, is in you. I will forever continue through you, because the time has come for you to carry this torch. So, Kai, chase your dreams. Let nothing hold you back. Let nothing intervene. My legacy, now and forever,
of the sun, moon, and star,
lives on through you.
Planets will exist in my space.
And I'll always be proud of all that you do.
You understand?
Peace.
We got to keep it real with reality, and reality gonna keep it real with us. I remember them good old days.
That's where things started to, eyebrows started to raise.
Yeah. Well, first, let's acknowledge Carmelo Anthony is one of, the greats of basketball, and he has had an amazing career, and, shout out to him.
19 seasons, yeah, which is incredible.
Yeah. Shout out to him for his feats on the court. Now, as we get to the topic of legacy and what that video portrayed, if you haven't seen it, he starts to talk about, you know, a lot of people are going to be talking about what his legacy was on the basketball court, but really what his legacy is. And as he's saying that, he's holding a picture of as that we never really hear about. And then he goes into this long diatribe about how his son, what's his name? Keon or something like that. Something like that. With Lala.
Yes.
Or Kyan. I don't know what his name is. Is his legacy.
Keon. Yeah.
Is his legacy. And it goes into this whole diatribe about him and basically like the passing of the torch to him, but no mention, like no verbal mention of the daughter and her being a part of his legacy at all. Just like a little corner of her picture and then all about the son. I thought it was in poor taste. Very poor taste. And now I don't know there had to have been a conversation about the why behind that. It almost looked like even the little scene with the picture of the girl was shot completely separate. They just kind of like threw that in at the last minute. You know, like, oh shit, he does have a daughter. Oh, what are we going to do? But yeah, I thought it was in poor taste.
Because the daughter is the alleged daughter, right? We've never really seen her.
We haven't seen her, but I don't think it's alleged if he's sitting up there holding her picture in his retirement video. I think that's confirmation enough.
But I think last year is when he publicly claimed her.
Okay, so you had a year to get her ass in the damn video.
I'm not making excuses.
Oh, okay, I'm like, what is going on right now?
That this has been a thing where,
yes,
I don't know, for whatever reason, she hasn't been acknowledged or a part of who he is and how he shows up publicly in the same way that his son has.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah, I think if y'all were going to go to the extent of showing her, he needed to acknowledge her. Like, exactly. She's part of the legacy just as much as the son is if she's a part of you or came from you.
So can you imagine, like, the kind of therapy this girl's gonna need when she gets older? Just dealing with, number one, like being kind of like unacknowledged for however many years, and then like this whole thing, like that, you know. Think about the kids. Damn.
Yeah. Oh no!
Not unrelated. I just
quoted that also. He has not publicly claimed his alleged daughter.
I think this might have been his first public acknowledgement of her. But like, if you're gonna do it,
last year he was spotted having lunch. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're gonna do it, do it. Like, own it 100%.
That's
not. Like, there's no need in skating over it at this point if you want to show the picture as well.
Yeah.
So it did. It was like that. No.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't respect that at all. But something that I don't have, I forgot to write it down, but it is very much related. They're doing something very similar. I mean, it's not as egregious, like, at all. But they're doing something very similar with LeBron and his sons. Bronny, obviously the older son. He's a junior. Just got accepted to USC, or, you know, he'll be playing ball there. Has all these NIL deals. And with that, of course, a lot of the brands that he's getting NIL deals also have relationships with his father, LeBron. So they were in a Beats ad together. They've been, I believe, maybe in a Gatorade ad together. I could be making that one up, but for sure a Beats ad. And I don't remember seeing the spot exactly, and I think it might have run during like the playoffs last season. But I remember seeing like a sponsored post on Twitter and the post said something to the effect of the golden child and the golden son and the chosen son. And I'm like, time out. He has two sons that both play basketball and the other one is supposed to be really, really good. And like, how do you call one son the chosen son? Why was, how did that copy get approved? There had to have been a better way to say that.
For the moment, he is the chosen son in that regard. I don't think you're talking about, because he's next up. He's right here. He's today. He's relevant now. It's go time now.
You got to use
chosen.
No, you got to use a different word than chosen. Bryce is not that much younger than him, and he's supposed to be better than him. But you're calling him the chosen son.
Like, so in
that
3 years,
I picked a favorite.
In 3 years, imagine what the title for Bryce is going to be.
What is it going to be?
Like, I don't think the buck stops.
I think that the word chosen was a bad choice. There has to be another word, because it implies that there was a choice to be made, and you chose one over the other. Chosen out of who?
They both can be chosen sons. In 3 years,
they should have said, and one of the chosen sons. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't like what it implied.
No, I think that's.
And I don't think I'm the only one that took it that way. And I don't think I'm the only one that took it that way either. That was nuts.
Saying the chosen son.
Bronte, the English language is so vast. It's so vast.
It is.
There had to have been a better word. I'm sorry.
I don't think I take issue with it.
Yeah, I ain't like that. I didn't like it at all. And I hope Bryce comes and really like shows
Watch
up and
what
shows
I tell
out.
You.
Watch this space, as they say.
Watch what I tell you when it's Bryce's turn.
Of course, they're going to come up with a title.
Nobody's
going to
be thinking about
him.
This chosen son situation. It's going to be like a drop in the bucket, pebble in the water.
But I'm talking about right now. If you were Bryce and you saw...
And right now...
No, but...
Bronny is the chosen one.
Bronzy, let's be real. Pretend you're Bryce and y'all at home. You're like, damn, guess what? Bronny just got this got this beat spot, and it's with, you know, it's with your dad. Let's sit down and watch it. And they call him the chosen son, and you're sitting there watching the TV. How would you feel?
I would feel like Serena did when Venus went pro. And all the talk was about her.
And she felt some type of way, right?
Yeah, she felt some type of way, but guess what it did?
Okay, it builds character. All right, cool. We're building Bryce's character.
Oh my God.
We're going to have
I don't think it's that deep. I really don't think it's that deep. I think that it's fine. I think Bryce sees it as fine. I think it's fuel to his fire. I think he knows his time is coming. Yes, Bronny is the chosen son, and he's probably pushing him in that as well. But knowing that he's coming up the rears, and there's going to be a different conversation when he's of age to be in the conversation in the same way. So
I don't think it takes anything away from him. I'm just saying, from a creative perspective, I think it was a poor choice of words. I don't think it's an indictment on like LeBron's love for his kids or his kids' progression through their career and through playing basketball. I just think that there was a better word to use in a situation where this man has multiple kids that play the same sport that are really good. That's it. But moving right along.
I don't think they could have said one of the chosen sons. Like,
I know they couldn't have said that. That's what I'm saying. They should have just chosen another, no pun intended, chosen another word. Period.
Okay.
So Instagram seems to be launching a competitor, a Twitter competitor. Gonna be honest with you, don't know much about this. Don't know that I trust Instagram and Meta to create a Twitter competitor that I would actually, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this one. What are your thoughts?
You sound like a baby boomer.
I sound like a baby boomer.
You just want to be stuck in what you know.
No.
Didn't we have a conversation last last
I'm saying I don't trust Meta. I don't trust Meta. It's not about I don't want to move to another platform. Where does the mistrust come from with Meta? Seriously?
Yeah. In terms of, I mean, you use Instagram perfectly fine. I'm saying in terms of you saying I don't want to use it if they create this arm that is Twitter. Like,
what I'm not saying like, I don't want to use it. I'm just saying when it comes to like, I feel like Twitter is the platform where like the most data is mined, right? Like, because people are sharing their thoughts. It's not just pictures or whatever. It's like thoughts. And like, Meta has had a history of not really like using that that data the best way. So I'm saying I don't know that I trust a company that has already kind of been under fire for their use of that kind of data to create a platform where even more of this type of data can be mined. That's it. Not that any of them aren't doing the same thing, right? But
right. Or whatever is the brand or company or entity that does create this, it's going to be the same question mark. Like, I don't think... I feel that because Meta has gone through all the legalities of misuse of data, that they are being very careful when it comes to data to not overstep. So if there was an entity that I would trust, I would err more on the side of a Meta than not, just because of how much they've been in the public eye and how much they are constantly under investigation for this very reason. So I think that there are added measures in place with a Meta versus a company that is not under the radar at all. That's what makes me feel like okay with it from that standpoint. Obviously, we don't have control over any of it. Yes, we do. You can also turn off allowing any access to your data with
because Meta, that works. Or any of the, I'm sure.
I have no idea.
If you press that button, they don't collect your data.
Or deny that. But I mean.
But regardless of that, I'm just interested to see exactly what it looks like. What is the user experience? Is it really a Twitter, a direct, you know, one-to-one like Twitter competitor in the same way that they did with like Reels and was it Snapchat at the time? Or no, I think that was a rip of like TikTok
that became
or
stories.
Yeah, stories and
Reels is TikTok.
Yeah, and stories now and this. Snapchat.
So I do wonder what the user experience is going to be. Is it going to be in app or is it going to be a separate app? Like, and if it's in app, I feel like it just becomes incredibly cluttered.
If it's, I hope it's not in-app. That's too much. Instagram is already doing a little too much for me. It's trying to be too many things to too many people. And every week, every time you talk to somebody there, it's like,
different
we're
priority.
Focused on this. Yeah. So
I, different priority.
Yeah. Please don't. Bringing video in was more than enough. Like that, they might have even teetered over like the line a bit with their video push, and now you're gonna bring words into it too? Nah, not really.
They want to be whatever thing is hot, and they haven't done a great job in creating their own identity as far as the app. Like, now Reels is the priority. Now there's this For You situation, so that is very much like TikTok, Snapchat. That's what stories are. The stale, like the static photo, that's been totally deprioritized. Now they're saying put them within a reel to make the content be pushed more. So they don't want to be who they were as a native platform. They want to be what's hot, what's relevant.
I mean,
everyone else is flocking to.
You know, everybody wants to be relevant, but it's about how you chase that.
Yeah, wrong word choice, but I mean, they want to be like whoever is relevant. So TikTok's relevant. TikTok is the video. So we need to push more of our reels. We need to make sure that we are amplifying that and benefiting people to create reels so that we can pull from the TikTok users. Same with Snap. And now we're going to see it with this Twitter situation.
Did they say when it was going to be launching or anything? They just said that they're working on something.
Just working on it. Summer, I think. Summer release, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see shortly then.
Yep. A couple months. That's all we got.
So we talk a lot about music rollouts here, right? And what mm-hmm. constitutes a good one, an average one, what works and doesn't work. But have you been paying attention to Janelle Monáe and this album, this new era or project rollout that she's, this run she's on?
Yes and no, kind of, sort of.
Okay, so what have you seen?
I've seen titties. I've seen...
Full stop. You've seen the whole rollout.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing. Keep going. What else have you seen?
That's the part I paid attention to. I've seen the Met Gala after party. I mean, I don't think that had anything to do directly with the Met, the rollout. Mm-hmm. Also saw an interview where she was talking about how and why she created the album. Mm-hmm. And she talked about everyday people and how she hosted one at her home. And when she approached creating this album, she wanted it to feel like, if I can't play this music at that sort of in that environment, then it doesn't go on the album. So she went into it with a focus on how she wanted it to be. Outside of that, I don't really have any additional context.
Yeah.
Lipstick Lover, I like that song. But yeah, tell me more.
Well, no, I mean, I think you, kind of the bulk of the rollout was your first point. Titties. Okay. She has really, I don't want to phrase this. She is embracing her body. She is in the era of embracing her body and sharing, you know, that with her fans. I just thought it was an interesting topic as we talked about rollouts, and the last one I think we talked about might have been Chloe's and just kind of how run of the mill it was. And I don't know that like her, I don't want to simplify like her stepping into this new era and showing a bit more of her body, though she's been doing it gradually over time. She hasn't worn the black and white tuxedo or whatever for a little minute now. If people have been paying attention. But I don't want to reduce it to it just being a rollout, because that feels cheap to me. And I don't think that, I don't know. I don't peg her as a type to just do something for like cheap thrills or, you know, like easy marketing, just because I think that people are going to look, right? Because they're your titties. Right. That doesn't mean they're going to listen. Right? So if she does all of this, if she does this and it's not for another reason other than the album rollout, and then the album like tanks, she's going to look, she's going to look really crazy. And I don't want that for her. She's going to have to keep showing the titties. Like when the album comes out, she's going to have to keep showing the titties.
She keeps showing her titties for the next 15 years. Also during the listening party or something.
Next 15 years.
She's going to. You can't just stop now.
Oh my gosh.
She also flashed her titties at the party where she was just like, for the release party of the. And did you see the music video?
I did. Did you see the cover of Rolling Stones?
I did see the cover of Rolling Stone.
And I think that, I think it was like the. She might have released the album cover, maybe.
Yes. Was that the album cover you showed me? Yeah, Amadi showed me the album cover.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely about liberation. I don't know if it's about liberation, but she's definitely more liberated.
And also, have we been misgendering them this whole time?
I think she's on the they, them, she, her.
Okay.
I think she uses all.
Okay. Cool. Well, again,
the rollout isn't new. Like you were saying, like what she's doing isn't new.
She just put some sprinkles on it.
If you're paying attention, this is the way rollouts tend to work and happen. You become more present, and then you also do some things that's going to garner some traction to make people pay a little bit more attention than they would if it was just you showing up any other day.
Yeah. Well, she definitely grabbed, or they definitely grabbed people's attention, you know?
Yep.
I would say, yeah, the next thing on the list is something that, Bronte, you kind of predicted, and somebody pointed it out in our comments on Instagram. So,
oh really?
Shout out to you! Yeah,
so much.
Yeah, somebody said that she must be listening. So, I'm gonna take that. We received that. Yes, Beyonce listens to Wish You Black Ass, and
I'm gonna take it.
When Bronte dropped that gem, that a hair care line or bundles would make a lot more sense than her partnership with Adidas, she said. That's a genius right there. That's a genius idea.
I would like to think that. She said, let's go take it to the board and figure out how we're going to do this.
Yeah. So if you are unaware of what we're talking about, you're living under a rock, but that's okay. Beyonce kind of announced in a cryptic way that something was coming and alluded to it being in the hair care realm. She talked about growing up in a beauty salon and, you know, her mom and all those things. And then it was like, watch this space. Something's coming. And we will see what that is. Hopefully we don't have to wait as long as we have waited for those damn visuals. But it's okay. It's okay.
At this point, I don't know if the visuals are happening.
I think it's just the visuals or the tour. And that's fine. But back to hair care.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what this could be. If there's anyone that knows how to build anticipation, whether it's heightened anticipation or just general anticipation for something, it's Beyonce. And I think this makes a lot of sense for her. However, I do want to be very cautious, or I want her to be cautious, that this is just not another hair care line without any, if there's no story, if there's no substance, if there's not a solve, just don't do it just to do it. That goes for the hair care lines, the skin care lines. It feels like we're getting more and more of these things popping up from celebrities. So I would like to see it be like a through line, or there to be like a story, or there to be a sense of point of view. There has to be a point of view. Yeah, I don't want it just to be like, oh, this is for hair moisture, this is shampoo, and because Beyonce launched it, it goes. Yeah. So that's like my biggest thing when I see it.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I feel very, as a Black woman with natural hair, I feel very similar about this, about this space as I do to what we were talking about as far as like celebrity liquor brands and stuff like that. You know, like everybody now, every Black celebrity has some kind of hair care line. Like Tracy,
because half of y'all ain't doing y'all own hair or maintaining y'all own hair anyway.
Right.
So, like, cut it out.
Right. So, Tracee Ellis Ross has Pattern. Taraji, I'm blanking on what hers is called, but it's so, you know, like
TPH something.
Okay, yeah. You know, the list goes on and on.
And then the skincare is another one where it's like.
But do any of these celebrities
have great skin?
Sell hair, though? Because I'm like, if she's selling hair, she's selling, like, that might be a new territory. A little bit. I don't know who.
That's going to be crazy if she's selling hair. That's going to be crazy. That is going to be crazy. That is going to be
crazy. We already talked about this. Bundles,
I'm going to go up for that. I know, but that's going to be, if she is selling hair, that's going to be crazy. You're going to have all the girls walking around with Bundles by B.
Yeah.
All of them. Everyone.
It's like, okay, you could go get you some shampoo from Taraji, go get you some little edge control from Tracy, but you gotta have hair first. Yes. And that's what you go to Bundles by B for.
It's going to give, have you seen, did you see the Dorinda Clark Cole? She had a wig line.
No, have you ever seen that? I have not. Oh, please send that to me. Jesus.
And she models the wigs,
Jesus.
Too.
I already know. This is about to be a mess.
You have got to get into it. I will definitely send it to you.
Insert picture here, Amadi.
Yeah, she be eating them too. But yeah, Bundles by B or the wigs, whatever. Like I said, I am anticipating it because it's Beyonce. She has had the hair on lock. Her wigs, before there was, before anybody knew anything about a lace, she was already there.
Yeah, melted.
Yeah, right?
Lace melted.
Like sometimes with Beyonce, you'd be like, is that a wig or is that her?
Yeah.
So if anyone can do it, as far as a celeb, then that's great.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's it for Above the Fold.
Yep.
This week. That was a lot, right?
That was a lot. That was a hefty list.
Yeah. There was more to talk about. There could have been more to talk about, but I think those are the more interesting points. Oh my gosh. I just opened this link. Oh my gosh. Not the Karen.
Isn't that great? Yes.
Dorinda, girl. You know you're wrong for that.
I'm not mad at it. Because no,
there's a market for it. Somebody
was buying them.
I'm pretty sure you go to any black church along that Bible belt and you're going to see a couple of those.
Maybe in her age group because
yeah, that's what I mean.
I can't. She ain't wearing them, I'll tell you that.
Yes, she is. No. In these pictures I'm looking at, she sure is wearing them.
Yeah. All right, y'all. That wraps up Above the Fold for this week. Are you ready to get into Guess That Spokesperson?
I am. It's my turn, right, to give the clues, or did I make that up?
It is your turn. It's her turn, right, to give the clues? Okay. Did I do Naomi Campbell last week?
Yeah, I think that was last week.
Okay, cool.
So...
let's go.
Because we were talking about Taco Tuesday and Taco Bell, that will be the brand this week.
Okay.
Taco Bell. And this spokesperson, where do I want to start? They are a 4-time NBA champion, 3-time NBA Finals MVP.
4-time NBA champion in what?
3-time Finals MVP.
MVP.
They have 4 studio albums from the 90s. And are a member of Omega Psi Phi fraternity.
Oh, wow. 4. And their album is from the 90s?
Yeah, their albums are from the 90s.
What was the stat on their albums?
What was the stat?
What did you say about the albums?
I just said they have 4 studio albums. That's it. All of them released in the 90s.
Did this individual play for a West Coast team?
They did. They played for a couple of teams, but more than a couple of teams, but the West Coast was one of them. Or on the West Coast as well.
I don't remember him having that. Was the spot within the last 10 years?
No, I don't think so. Let me double check. Nope, not within the last 10 years at all.
Is this person still active with the NBA in any way?
With NBA, the organization, or just basketball in general?
Basketball, whether it's commentating.
Yes, they are.
Calling.
They are.
Okay. What's that, my second one?
That was your third.
Oh, my God. He doesn't have any albums. Who I'm thinking.
I'll give you one more question. You can ask one more question.
Torn in between the two. Okay. What question is this one? Does this person own Papa John's?
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal.
You got it. I knew the answer before I Googled it too. I just had to double check. But I couldn't get off on a technicality.
Okay. Got it. Perfect.
You
Yay.
Got it. See?
That was great.
All right.
I didn't know he had four albums.
He had four.
I knew he did music.
I didn't know he had four either. And I was like, that is nuts. Like, why would you put out four albums, sir?
He said the reason why he stopped doing music because he was like, they don't make enough money. That's crazy, but
that is nuts. His albums he had in 93, Shaq Diesel. In 94, Shaq Fu, The Return. In 96, You Can't Stop the Rain. And in 98, wow. Respect. So he was committed.
That is crazy.
He was committed for a little minute. So...
You Can't Stop the Rain on cassette. I know that's right.
I might have to go back.
He had a song with Biggie.
I might have to listen
that's
to his,
crazy
his
to
Apple
me.
Music Essentials playlist.
Right. No, but this You Can't Stop the Rain is taking me out. I'm looking at the album artwork and the back casing and all that. We recently start collecting CDs again.
Okay.
And so I'm into it. That's crazy. Wow.
Well, I know what to get you for the holidays, for your birthday.
Yes. Cool. That was a good one. I'm going to do some digging into this. I have no idea what it even sounds like.
I'm scared.
Oh, this a deep voice. What are you going to say? How are you going to rap on the track? And then you ain't going back.
You can't even understand what he's saying on the mic when he's commentating. So imagine.
How is this going to work? That's why I'm like, I have to listen. I have to put my ears to this. But this was good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hop into our last segment, which is Going With Your Black Ads or That Ain't It. And you can do the honors.
Okay, cool. Going With Your Black Ads, I'll give to... Damn. Who do I give that to? I guess this is a little preemptive.
You want me to tell you
no, it's a little preemptive. Preemptively give it to Beyonce and hope that she does not fail us. Now, That Ain't It, I'm giving to Carmelo Anthony because that legit was not it. And I've said all I needed to say on that piece.
All right. I'm going to give Going With Your Black Ads to Janelle Monáe and her titties. And just the rollout, lipstick lover, all the things.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give That Ain't It to Ja.
Yeah. Both of those are fair. Both of those are really fair.
Got to do it. Because you ain't got no business acting like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As always, thank you all so much for listening. Please like and follow us on all the platforms, all the things. Subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can watch all of the episodes, both this one and the ones previously. And like and follow us. Check out the website. WithYourBlackAds.com. And until next time.
Well, one more thing. And also, we will be coming back with more of those like vintage and archival ads and stuff on Instagram. So look out for that. Watch this space.
Watch this space. That should be the name of the episode. Yeah. All right, y'all. Next time. Later.
Bye.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. God damn. That's what I'm talking about. It was so black ass. It was black ass.